Thank you. I will respond just briefly to the point raised about AI from the delegation from China. And it's tempting to find or to try to find an AI solution for everything, but you probably see from my slides of my presentation that we're still talking about very practical, hands-on work, literally digging in the ground to remove these devices. But one area that does show promise and we do use effectively is in image recognition and machine learning for image recognition on satellite imagery. We're talking about large areas and IEDs laid across large areas, particularly where there are low levels of vegetation. We've been able to use machine learning and image recognition to narrow down the areas that we need to clear and to pinpoint where belts of IEDs, in some cases individual IEDs, may have been laid. Another technique, just in brief, that I think may have transferability from mine clearance to IED clearance is the use of infrared imagery and looking at the way that the ground heats up and cools down differently depending on whether it has a large volume of explosive charge in it. And that's shown promise for anti-vehicle mine clearance, and some of my more technical colleagues suggest it has good relevance for IED clearance too. I hope that helps. Thanks.